morning, Warren County Board of Supervisors, July 23rd, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Warren County Auditor.
Good morning. Last week, we had our Iowa State Association of County Auditors Conference and learned more interesting changes to the election laws while we were there, and all this is kind of moving around about that one, but we'll find out more information in August at the ISAC conference, but it sounds like when they did all these changes, they also changed the candidate filing period for those who will be on the general election ballot, and it's gonna be the same time period as anybody that files for the primary election. And from what I understand from this is because when people were losing in the primary, then they had filed to be independent, and we kind of, I don't know who quoted this, but they kind of called it the sore loser law.
So they can't do that anymore?
So now, we'll get more information in August, but more detail on that, but now it sounds like whoever files, if you're gonna be in the primary or if you're gonna be on the general, which will be like all the township trustees and clerks that are still on the ballots, and soil and water, that they're gonna have to file their papers in March with everybody else for the June, for the primary. And then the only one it doesn't apply to is ag extension, because it's in the Iowa code that they don't have to file their papers until 69 days before the election. So they have from March to the deadline in August to file their papers, so. The Secretary of State's office is working on a lot of technical bills and stuff, and one of the legislative things that the auditors wants to push through, Janelle, is to get the seal thing changed. So we're pushing for that because it addresses a lot of other parts of the Iowa code that talks about the county seal and everything, so. Anyway, that's some of our interesting.
Trying to keep it on your toes. They wrote the law, and then after it was done, then they had a lawyer look through it and say, what's that say?
And that's why when they were, the Secretary of State was explaining a lot of that stuff to us, and he goes, well, since you're all mad anyway, I might as well to let you know about this. And then we all just kind of groaned and like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? But anyway, that's all I have right now.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Rodney Pleaser, Maintenance.
Good morning. We kind of put the finishing touches up on the control room out the jail, the whole control board project and the countertops and cabinets and all that. Got everything situated. I want to thank Colin 19 for some extra cores and put the final, helping us get everything situated in the new cabinets and whatnot. So that project's pretty well complete. So if you're out that way sometime, you can stop and check it out. Other than that, just have a work session item. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. Janelle, now a long quest to Warren County Treasurer. I see you back there.
Good morning. Really not anything new to report. We did, I guess, finish up year end and getting ready to start on mobile home real estate taxes or mobile home taxes statements. And then, of course, next month we'll roll into that. To that real estate. So, other than that, keeping busy.
Crystal, local health.
Good morning. Keeping busy. This week is the county fair, so public health will be doing the first aid booth there again this year. Where this is our third year to do this, so we will not be having our STD clinic tomorrow. On Wednesday, we have from 1:30 to 4 STD clinics. We will not be holding that. As well as Thursday, we will not have an immunization clinic from 1:30 to 4 because we'll be at the first aid booth at the county fair.
Okay, thank you. Angie, safety.
Good morning. Been busy. I will tell you that West Burlington asked for a quote on information to join the Joint Safety Committee. So I sent them the information. They're gonna be presenting it to their council this week. Of course, then they'll have to come to the board and be approved if they decide to move forward with it. But I spent some time in some meetings explaining what we do, and they're very interested. So we'll see how that goes.
Did you see our results?
Huh?
Did you get to see our results?
They did. They were very impressed. But I guess the organization that they are working with, they don't do training, they do like an online thing, and now they've raised their rates to as high as what our rates are, or higher. So they are at the point now that they feel like they need more. They have a new public works director. He's a lot more on board with safety and wanting to make sure that people are getting trained for what they need, and so it should be a good match, so.
Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Ken Hyden, coordinator of disability services.
Good morning. Just staying busy and attended a children's meeting last week here in Des Moines County. We just keep trying to get more and more people to come to our change agent meetings and our advisory board meetings and get involved from the children's side of the services so we can have more partners to work on creating that children's system. So nothing else new to report that I have at this time.
The DHS, I was at a meeting the other day, said that it is entirely county or region responsibility to develop those services.
With greater funding.
Regardless of funding.
Yeah. Yeah. We're working on it. But funding would be helpful.
I didn't know. College Durst IT.
Just keeping busy like always, swapping out some systems, a lot of the older PCs in the offices. Just about got done with the recorder's office. But other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Thanks, Paul. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
We're busy. We're beginning a homicide trial, but it's expected to go 2 to 3 weeks next Tuesday. We have another one scheduled for the end of August. We had a little bit of a shift in assignments with Ryan joining our office. He's doing a lot of the property-based felony offenses, and Todd has shifted over to do the bulk of the civil work. So I get guns and drugs and murders, so. Other than that, we're just plodding along, staying busy, and hoping RAGBRAI keeps everything quiet.
You've got the classy clientele.
Yeah.
Thank you for researching that item for me. I appreciate
that. Oh, not a problem.
So, Ryan, secondary roads.
Good morning. I got a list of stuff to update you on. One thing I had mentioned, I think a week or two ago, that we had that blow up in Middletown. If you've been through there, you'll know, but that patch is done. Our guys got in, did the full removal, and then I had a contractor come in and pour that patch back. So, and it turned out really well. Went through there this morning, and so it's improved, and it's far better quality as far as the final product. So,
are you reinforcing?
Yeah, this time it's got steel in it. So there was none in it when we did the removal. The only steel in it was they did tie the old slab to the new slab around the perimeter, but in the actual patch itself there was nothing else. So, which was what I suspected. We were able to verify that. Again, a couple of you have already seen this, but the work on the crossing out on Old 34 along the ammunition plant there, that's all done and open. And I've been through there, and I think that turned out really well. So, and that was an area that was particularly rough anyway, and that's always tough when you get to those railroad crossings. So, so that was, I think, a good improvement, and worked out well. So, that work is done and open, so RAGBRAI can go through there. A couple things about closures up and down the highway that. They're closures of county roads, but they don't involve the county, is along Highway 61. Flint Bottom Road is now closed. That is forcing the locals to use Gear Avenue. I've had a couple calls of unhappiness about Gear Avenue. And I said, well, if the weather hadn't been crazy, we were planning on replacing that road this summer, but because of the way the spring went, that'll be next summer. So unfortunately, we're gonna have to live with that for one more year. So that is closed, and there is a time limit, and it should be 20-21 days or something, and should open back up unless they pay damages and take it longer. So, and when it's all said and done, it'll be It'll be like the couple of the others, I think there'll be a hump there in the road because they're just getting the paving done that they can to get it open back up. But you'll see what, it's gonna look a lot different. I mean, it's gonna take some time for that all to get shaped and happen, but it'll be a lot different when they're done. New alignment and everything else. So they're working on that. And there are a couple other gravel roads, at least for sure. I know Stoney's called closed. Because I've had a couple landowners frustrated with that, and they call my office and say, "Can you do something about getting this open back up?" And to that I have to say, no, I can't. It's a DOT project. They have the right to close intersections when the contractor, there are limits on what they can close and when they can close them, but as far as time period, there isn't. So they close it up, and then eventually they'll get it done and open back up. Seven Ponds Road, actually, I believe, is one now that's using an alternate route, and they're doing their grading across what was the original road. So things are changing pretty constantly. A few people are kind of fed up with some of the closures, and it's never ideal to have your road closed and have to go around. So I understand that, but that's ongoing and kind of ever changing to a certain extent. Our crews are working on another FEMA project. We have Golden Road closed right now. I don't know if I ever got you guys out there, but I want to get you out there because what the work they're doing, it's going to lay in really nice, and it was a pretty major project as far as it goes. We lost a wing wall on one of the bridges during the high water, the big rain we had, and so we're replacing it with a gabion basket retaining wall that will serve both as, it was kind of a mix of a erosion problem and then a slide that developed, and then of course it took the wing wall and the guardrail and everything off the corner of the bridge. So our guys are out working on that project, building a retaining wall, a gabion basket wall that will serve both as the wing wall and to stabilize the shoulder of the road. And so they're in the middle of that, and I just got out there yesterday, and it looks really good, and they're making good headway. So credit to them, and sometime I'll get you guys out there and show that off, but it's coming along. It's still in construction. We still have the road closed. I'm gonna send letters out to just local residents, but we are gonna have a bridge project starting up, Sperry Road. East of Sperry, probably roughly a mile or something like that. So it's not going to impact most of Sperry residents per se, but that bridge will get taken out and replaced and some minor grading done. And it'll probably be 2 to 3 months for sure of a project. So it will get into some of the early to mid-harvest time period. So Sperry elevators there, I know it will impact some guys and how they would haul their grain if it extends into that. Hopefully it moves along quicker and weather cooperates and everything else. But the DOT had set dates on that and we didn't, so it just fell the way it is. I imagine they'd rather have the bridge replaced and have it become a posted bridge, because then you're not running across there with anything you really want to run across there. So this is a better alternative, and it'll be a good project to get done with. Update Highway 99 on the Flint Creek Bridge. I got a verbal saying that they were hoping to be in the final stages of approving the permits. We don't have our permits, so I'm not sure. You know, time will tell when those will come. And once I have those, then I have to continue to work with the levy district to get the local permit from them. I have been communicating with them and going to their meetings, so I don't expect that to be a major issue with them, and their consultant have been working with them. So we're still making headway on that. Did a follow-up with one of the landowners being case that we need to buy some land from. That was interesting. That's going to take longer than I probably would have hoped. They have quite the internal process. So started that communication. I sent the packet almost a month ago, and it just got buried on a desk, and that's why I never heard back from them. So that was that's gonna be an interesting process, but we'll get into buying. Now that I feel comfortable, we're gonna get all our permits, so I'll get to working on buying right away and start on that. Well, we've already started on that, but. And then the guys have been out, and they're still out this week doing some patching and stuff for RagBrite.
Excuse me.
You know, we've done a bunch of work on Bridgeport. I think you guys are aware of that. What there is what there is by probably tomorrow. I mean, we'll probably pull out of there and clean things up. And so a lot of credit to them. We spent quite a bit of money, obviously, but hopefully for using one of our older routes, it's as good as it's gonna get, I guess. We had quite a bit of new asphalt on the north end of the county they would have been welcome to use, but they chose not to. So anyway, things are moving, a lot of stuff going on.
We don't often say that we appreciate the way things go around here. We had relatives in from Tampa, and they're building a new sort of a storm sewer or some sort of a drainage structure down the middle of the street for several blocks to go into the bay, and the street's been torn up for a year now.
Wow.
But the problem is when this structure goes out there, the top of the structure matches the top of the bay when it's high tide. So it probably won't be dumping any water into there during high tide.
No,
that's the water be coming from. I think they're rechecking Calcaia. It was quite a story.
And yeah,
I was glad we weren't having discussions like that.
Won't be overly effective when they're at high tide anyway. I guess at least they don't freeze. They don't have ice problems.
There you go. Presley Conservation.
Happy for the weather having broke. That was pretty miserable there for a while, trying to get park work done and everything. Mostly we're just kind of going along. Last weekend, with it being so miserably hot, was the first weekend in a long time that we weren't anywhere near full up at our campground at Big Hollow. Had a decent number up at Fort Conger Station, a few down south, but we even had some tent campers, which yeah, I'd be pretty dedicated to spend last weekend in a tent. But so just trying to get a bunch of the field work done that we try to get done throughout the summer. Our boat ramps are out of the water, finally. They're not pretty by any means, but big thanks to Secondary Roads for coming in there and at least blasting the top. I mean, we picked up massive amounts of silt. I don't know that I've ever seen siltation like this. I mean, Sullivan Stone Road and Hawkeye Dolby were just, I mean, we have piles of mud 3 or 4 feet high that were pushed off the parking lot now. But you can get into all of them. Tame is still a mess with the river being this high. That just sits so incredibly low. That one kind of stays a mess. But Sullivan Slough, Hawkeye Dolby, and Casey Barrow are all accessible. And we've had people out on the river. So finally, now you know, here we are, well through July, finally getting some river time. So that's a good thing. So we're still working with FEMA. Trying to see about rehabbing those, but like I said, they're least accessible.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, have you done anything on that walkway going down to the beach out there yet? Got that in plan or anything?
We,
you know, here a couple years ago, I asked you about that, handicapped people. And,
yep.
And
so as far as our, you mean walkway going down the sand to the water?
Yeah.
Like from where that little lane comes in down the water. Yeah, we haven't. We have in our strategic plan a number of accessibility issues built into there, mainly dealing with lake access, you know, because just the way that lake is, it's so steep, you know, it's a big hollow. It makes getting to the shores pretty difficult, especially if there's any handicap or accessibility issues. And so that is on our list of goals that we want to accomplish.
I think that should be
coming
a priority to get the ADA handicap accessible, get them down there.
Yep. And that's a tough one doing it in sand. Sand's 3 feet deep and it's very, very soft. And so, and part of one of the other considerations that we're having, the reason we haven't really done anything at the beach, is we're looking into options for the boat ramp as well, because that boat ramp is so incredibly steep. And so we're trying to take kind of a whole park view of, you know, things we may change or do. Rather than going in and doing this little project, kind of taking a shotgun approach, we're trying to completely overhaul the master plan for the park and come up with, you know, all right, what's everything we want to do here? And then from that, start pulling out priorities and then start knocking those out. And so we've been working on a lot of that in the background. We've had a consultant come in working on a lot of that. So,
okay.
There we go.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Chair Landius.
Landius has been fairly quiet this past week. It's been weeks before that we've had quite a few new inquiries and requests. Right now, this past week, we did have one new subdivision prospect come up that we're just working on finalizing, just reviewing the plat, making sure everything is as it needs to be, and then that should be submitted fairly soon here for the departmental review. I got one other subdivision that we've been waiting on for a little while here just to get the materials submitted. So there are two we know of that will be minor subdivisions coming fairly shortly. Apart from that, another subdivision that we've had reviewed at the zoning commission that for a full subdivision that might have a few revisions made, that that's still in progress. So at the moment, nothing really noteworthy to speak of.
Thanks, Jared. I don't think I missed anybody. No. Correspondence, I had none. We proceed to discussion and vote. We have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee for the King Wedding at the Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have a liquor license for Hy-Vee for the Tabor Wedding at the Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have a liquor license for Hy-Vee for the Growthy Wedding at Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And last but not least, we have a liquor license for Hy-Vee for the Welch Wedding at the Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have two personnel actions for the county auditor. We have a resignation, Ari Kramer, clerk 2. And we have a probationary new hire of Angie Pates, clerk 2, effective July 31st.
Move to approve both.
Second. Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have the Sheriff's Monthly Report for June 2019. We have the jail statistics for May 2019. And we have the Dewey Grier Trust Performance Report for the second quarter from April 1st to June 30th of 2019. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We have minutes for the regular meeting of July 16th, 2019.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Had a committee. I had one going, but they canceled it, so.
Last week I had a community action, get back to the weapons thing we had.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
We revised that, and, we're gonna go by the Iowa code, which is the code 724B, which prohibits any weapons, guns, or anything in any school. And so we took everything else out of it, so it's just gonna go right back to the Iowa code.
Okay.
Which is where it should have been to start with. And another thing about community action interesting. In southeast Iowa, we have Des Moines County, total population is 39,876. And of our people that in poverty rates, you know, we have 5,218 people that's in poverty in Des Moines County, poverty rate. And 13% of them are senior citizens.
That's below the poverty level?
That's federal poverty level. Federal poverty level.
Those of us that fit that category, low company.
Yep.
So. Booker.
And then I had a Iowa workforce meeting last night, and we had a gentleman come in and talk about it. You know, it's give a success story. He's a young man, he just got married, and his wife was pregnant, had a kid, and he was having problems, and he went to the doctor, and he was in kind of construction business. And told him, you know, we're gonna have to find another avenue. And on account of his health deteriorating, so he went out to job service, and they got him set up for through the state of Iowa, and he said got a business, small business loan through the state of Iowa, and went into college and started this business of digital designing, so, and then in southeast Iowa here, so it's quite a success story for him. He was
good for him.
Pleased with it. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, when we get the realignment done, but it sounds to me like we're still going to have an office here. Might not be fully staffed like it is now, but we're still going to have an office.
Good.
That's it.
I attended a meeting in the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. We have Sioux Rivers Regional. They changed their plan, and we approved that, eliminated some obsolete administrative rules, and then there was discussion and input on the cost increase letter they have me author each year. Don't I had to have it ready for the August meeting. That's all I've got. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please give us your name and address. The record.
Tom Courtney, 2609 Clearview, right here in Burlington. Supervisor Carey spoke. I struck that over 5,000 people in this county, of only a little under 40,000 people, are living in poverty. This morning, I went for a long walk, and I walked past Perkins Park, and there were three people there. One with a big wagon, like a radio flyer kids wagon, heaped up like this high and tied with her personal belongings, and two guys, and they were just kind of huddled around. It's like I've seen in San Francisco or Chicago or Los Angeles, but it's here in Burlington. They're obviously homeless. In the Burlington School District, I've just become aware that we have students in our school that are homeless. And the definition of homeless is a little shaky, because that just means you don't know where you're staying tonight. Maybe I'm staying with Jim tonight, and I'm staying with Tom tomorrow night, and Bob the next, and I know that, so I don't feel like I'm homeless, but I don't have an address, and I don't have a parent, I don't have anybody, so I'm by the definition, I'm homeless. And we have, I can't give you the exact number, but I think almost as high as 80 kids in Burlington School this week. This county board should be appalled. You should be appalled that right here in the heartland, we have that. And we're not doing anything to fix it. I don't have the answers, supervisors. I don't have the answers. But we should be appalled that this is happening right here in our town. And I heard you say that a large number of those people are elderly, like us, like all four of us. And what in the heck are we doing? What are we doing allowing that to happen in this county?
Okay,
so,
this, Tom, what did you do when you was in the state senator?
I fought Republicans almost all the time. All the time. I fought for a higher minimum wage. Jim, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I fought Republicans for a higher minimum wage. I fought and fought and fought. We were able to raise the minimum wage once. When Democrats were in total control, we raised the minimum wage to where it is now. That's what I was able to do. And not much else, because everyone thinks the minimum wage is plenty high in Iowa. Everybody thinks the right to work is just perfect here in Iowa, but it's not. And I'm not going to go on my whole soapbox. But we just should be appalled, Jim, and all of us, that we're allowing this to go on.
This is why Community Action is helping. These programs are out there for them people. Somebody needs to lead these people to these programs and help them out, like the Iowa workforce. This gentleman here that gives us success story last night. You know, there's a lot of them people out there that's doing that. Some of these people go to Kent. Ken directs them to the right places to go.
We do have homeless come in. You know, our focus is mainly mental health and disability services, but we believe in no wrong door. Anybody comes into the door looking for help, we'll try and help them as best we can. And I get a lot of people that I direct to the homeless shelter, but it is full a lot of the time. And now there's Transitions DMC in our town that helps homeless people. So we got a couple of different avenues that their whole mission is to help homeless people. Of course, Salvation Army's helped people for a long time, short-term meals and things like that. So we can direct them to places like that too. Our new recovery center offers a meal to people every noon, and there's no requirements. Anybody can walk in the door and get a meal at noon. So I feel like there's a great need, and the need is bigger than what our resources are many times. And so I get to feeling bad for people too, but I work very hard to try and direct them to the right places and help them, you know, and they'll sit there at my phone calling different places, because I'll just open up my office and let people do that. Even if it's not to do with what our main mission is, there's still people in our community that need help, and so I'll never turn them away.
I would submit with 5,000 people in the county, 80 or so kids homeless in school, I would submit that there's more we need to do. I would submit there's a lot more that we need to do. Rather than just me blaming it on Republicans or you blaming it on the legislature, there's more that we can do.
And that Bridges Out of Poverty program is a wonderful program too. Yes.
You mentioned San Francisco. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors spend untold sums of money fighting homelessness, and it keeps growing.
That's not a good reason to quit fighting.
No, I'm not just saying, but you might want to question some of their choices. Doesn't appear, apparently isn't working. I don't know, there's a lot of...
Buying a house in Burlington versus buying a house in San Francisco. Get part of the problem right there.
It's kind of a unique situation. Is because they have all those land use ordinances. And the reason they have land use ordinances is the people out there that own real estate, they don't want anything else built because it makes their property more valuable.
Yeah.
And that's just the, and that's the Board of Supervisors that approves those land use ordinances.
Well, I don't honestly know much about San Francisco, California. I just used it because I saw a lot of homes.
No, I understand.
So I'm sure they have their own issues. I just think for Des Moines County, this little old dinky county here, we should be able to fix 5,000 homeless and 80 kids that don't have a place to stay each night from school. I just think we ought to be able to, I'm not saying you'll fix it tomorrow, Bob. I see you'll give me that look. I'm not going to be able to fix it tomorrow, Bob. But we ought to be looking at the issue harder than we are.
I'm just going to ask if you got a plan.
No, I don't have a plan.
Is there something
I don't have a plan. Okay. My plan would be, I do have a plan. My plan would be raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And my plan would be do away with the right to work so people can have a union if they want to bargain for wages. That would be my plan. My plan would also be to not take away bargaining rights to working people in this county. That would be part of my plan.
He always said they were seniors. And those people aren't probably going to go out and get the minimum wage jobs.
Really? Go look at McDonald's.
Handing out cards now.
Really? Go look at McDonald's. See who's working there. Go look at these restaurants. See who's working. A lot of elderly people are working there. Go out to Target.
Those jobs are right up there.
Those elderly people are working there for minimum wage.
Jobs are probably up there with presidential candidate Sanders.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sorry. I didn't mean for this to go into an argument. So.
It's Board of Supervisors. We've got to have a good time, too.
I'm up for an argument anytime you guys want. You know that.
I think minimum wage is a very small part of it. We need a mental health system that is lots more.
I agree.
We need for Medicare to quit being saying that this is a benefit for elderly to get it. They've worked their entire life to get that. It's a different thing than welfare.
Exactly.
And now everyone says, well, this is, you know, this is their... pretty much their welfare benefits.
Entitlement.
Not,
they call it entitlement.
That is not. For elderly, it is not.
Anything you're entitled to is an entitlement.
Well,
that's
true.
If you're paid into it, you're entitled to it, it's called entitlement.
But they say it like it's a dirty word.
Yeah, they do for the elderly. And it's not,
Well, I hear Mitch McConnell say all the time, we need to get rid of these entitlements because the budget's going bad. I hear that all the time.
I don't think they need to get rid of them. I think something needs to be done with them or they're going to break everything.
I think we can start with tax cuts for the wealthy. I think we could start with stop borrowing trillions of dollars for the biggest debt in history. See, I told you, you're going to get me started. The biggest debt national debt in history. We can start with eliminating that, Tom.
But whoever's not in power is concerned with that. It wasn't a big deal a few years ago.
Apparently not your party lately.
I'm not happy about that at all. I wasn't happy when George Bush was president. I wasn't happy when Obama was president with the debt.
With Obama, the debt went down, and now the debt's going up. When Obama left office, the debt was going down, and now it's going up. It's double.
When he took office, it was about $10 trillion. Now, when it was about $20 trillion when he left office.
I don't think
you're talking about the deficit.
Okay. Then, all right. Either way.
The debt is the total debt that the federal government owns. The deficit is if you have a budget for this year, and you're going to make $20,000, and you're spending $30,000, you have a $10,000 deficit. If you already owe $100,000, that's your debt.
If you agree that these massive tax cuts for business and the wealthy are okay, then you and I can't argue anymore.
This won't end in a short period of time.
Well, I'm retired. I can go all day.
We've got some people here on the public payroll.
The rest of us got to go to work, Tom.
But my point is, please let me in. Just say my point is, we're not doing enough to help the people that need us. We're just not doing enough. I couldn't do enough in Des Moines. You guys aren't doing
sure
enough.
Giving it away.
What do you want us to do, Tom?
I want you to. I would like you to.
You want us to raise our taxes up?
I'm not saying raise tax.
That's the only way we can do it. All this comes from tax dollars, Tom. You realize that. You should realize that because you sit up there and help set some of these rules that we have to live with now. And we're living with not too good of rules. You know, water runs downhill, and we're at the bottom. And that's what it is. just like the child service.
So
they push that on us now.
So if you're saying that the reason we can't help the people that need it the most.
We're helping them. We're putting our tax dollars into these entities around here that's helping them, Tom.
Let's do this. Is there any other public input? If anybody, you know, wants to stick around, but there's people here that need to go back to work. So if anybody, Janelle, I know there's people down there. I see you leaning forward.
Yeah. So, she's sitting on the edge of her seat going, okay.
So we are adjourned.
Yes.
Go.